There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Esteemed writer Dan Shaughnessy says, "This is bad, folks. Your football dynasty is no longer credible. The Patriots are a punchline across America." Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. And yes, there are so many things we will talk about and can talk about, our frustrations with what's going on in Foggy Bottom or the cesspool in Washington that flows into our backyards. But before we go there, we have to talk about Tom Brady. Ugh, Captain America, the gorgeous model wife, the perfect life, and 4 Super Bowl rings to boot. The last one, one in the waning moments, one of the most watched moments in television history. Everybody knows Tom Brady, even if they do not like or really understand football. Imagine that. So here's what happened. Remember the deflating of the football? So the people around him took about a pound of air out of the football. I know more about PSI now than I care to know about. Again, that's PSI, the pressure of the football. The regulation is 12.5. And they messed with it. They hijacked it. So the little underlings, including one who nicknamed himself the deflator, the league suspended them indefinitely. Let's throw them under the bus. But they came down pretty hard on Tom Brady, too. 4 games suspended for the first 4 games of the season. The New England Patriots have been fined $1 million. And they took away 2 draft picks as punishment for deflating footballs used in the AFC title game against the Colts, where they blew them out 45-7. And I think pretty much this sums it up. Troy Vincent, the NFL executive VP of football ops, wrote to Brady and the team where he said to Brady, "Each player, no matter how accomplished and respected, has an obligation to comply with the rules and must be held accountable for his actions when those rules are violated, and the public's confidence in the game is called into question." Yeah. So the confidence has been called into question. Now, if you're a Patriot fan, and I know we have people listening in New England, then I apologize because you're irate. And I understand that. If a fan means you are fanatical about your team, as I am about several of my teams, and I'm always on the having to be on the defensive because other than the Cowboys, which even then I have to be on the defense about that, other teams in Philadelphia, including the Philadelphia Phillies, I always have to take some heat for those teams and where I grew up. Yeah, so what's interesting is Brady misses the kickoff game against Pittsburgh, then at Buffalo, then a home game against Jacksonville, and a game at Dallas. Then he would return, ironically, the week of the Pats-Colts rematch, which would be in Indianapolis. So he is appealing. Will all those games be wiped away? I can't imagine that. Could one or two be lopped off? Maybe. Maybe that happens. Maybe he's only suspended for the first 2 games. I'd be stunned if they said, okay, you're not suspended for any of them. So either way, you may get to see Jimmy Garoppolo. Who is he? He is the backup to Tom Brady. Remember how Tom Brady got his job, after all. He was a second-round pick in 2014. Little-known fact from Eastern Illinois. So they're appealing it, and we'll see what happens. His agent said the discipline is ridiculous and has no legitimate basis, and that's why they're appealing. And the hearing officer, they say, if the hearing officer is completely independent and neutral, the people in Brady's camp say they're confident that the Wells report will be exposed, that it was crappy. and that it was incredibly, it was an incredibly frail exercise in fact-finding and logic. So they're saying that Wells did a brutal job, that the investigation yielded nothing in the 240-plus pages. And this, by the way, is the largest. It matches, fine-wise, the largest the NFL has handed out. Eddie DeBartolo Jr., who was the 49ers owner at the time in 99, who pleaded guilty to a felony for this, his part of a Louisiana gambling scandal, that was this, that was the biggest then at the time, and now here we go matching that. You know, see, the bottom line is Ted Wells, who is an, a very good attorney, a very well-known attorney, found that the that Brady was, in the words of the report, at least generally aware of plans by two employees to prepare the balls to his liking, which was below the league-mandated minimum of 12.5 pounds per square inch. Thus the PSI, for those of you who don't know what that is. So how about that? I, you know, here's the bottom line. It just has to do with the whole cheating thing. Why cheat? Brady is incredibly athletic, incredibly skilled. Did they need to deflate the ball? And come on, it's pretty unlikely, don't you think, that an equipment assistant and a locker room attendant would deflate game balls without his knowledge and approval? Hey, we're messing with the quarterback's football because we think if we take a little air out, it might help. I don't think so. And just so you know the rules, the NFL allows each team to provide footballs used by their offense. And it is a procedure that Brady played a role in creating. It requires them to be inflated in that range of 12.5 to 13.5 pounds per square inch. Footballs with less pressure can be a lot easier to grip and to catch, especially in cooler weather, for sure. And certainly Brady has expressed a preference for the lower end of the range, as we know. So, does it take away from the Super Bowl win over Seattle? I don't think the Patriot fans care. I don't think so. And probably not. Watching that game, of course, the balls were correct there. So I doubt it. You know, a lot of people in the NFL have something to say about it, including a few players tweeting out some reactions to it. Bottom line is this, was this the right thing to do? I mean, aren't we a nation of not taking, it's just like the politicians. I mean, not all of them, but a big chunk of them, as we know. So are we a nation of not accepting or accepting cheaters and just saying, oh, well, they cheated, so what? They cheated. They cut a corner or two. I mean, come on. Really? Have any of you ever had a victory? I don't even care if it was a victory in dummy rummy with your best friend over a couple of tequila shots. I mean, seriously, the point is, I don't know, would cheating make you feel like it was a great victory over someone you haven't beaten before? No. It's a hollow victory. I don't care what it is. And in this case, I guess it's that you get to this level in sports where it's like, eh, just give us an extra edge, a little extra edge. And then it does make you wonder, how many times has this happened in the past? How many times did he have a better grip on the ball than the opposing team? So, ridiculous over the top or right on the money? Speaking of money, Stephen Kelly in a couple of segments will join us to give you his thoughts on some other cheaters. The Wall Street Variety. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you in the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Your turn is to plead my case. No, oh yes, to send me in the outer space at my fingers. I'll be true with diamonds and gold, but that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, it's trouble now. I'm in trouble now. I turn my eyes down. I'm in trouble, it's trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Conan O'Brien might have had one of the best lines so far, thus the punchlines that Dan Shaughnessy was talking about from the Boston Globe certainly are flying around. He said the NFL has suspended Tom Brady for 4 games over Deflategate. They're going to punish him by making him stay home in his mansion with his supermodel wife and think about what he did wrong. Touche. Oh, how sad. It'll be rough for Tom Brady, who has already won all those Super Bowls, has plenty of dough, and it's the Patriot fans, really, that now will have to deal with it, I suppose, because they'll get to know that backup quarterback, unless the appeal is fruitful and they lop off a couple of games, or maybe all of them. But I think if the appeal, he wins the appeal and they took away all the games, ooh, there'd be an even bigger outcry. Our pal Grimm is up next. Bing. In the box.
Bingo! I think that's what you and Nate called it last week. 4-game suspension, and he was at fault, and you know, called it a bingo, so...
It's a bingo, yeah. Yeah, they had to do that because it's not right for... What about everybody else? I mean, would that have helped Tony Romo? Would that have helped Nick Foles from the Philadelphia Eagles? Who else? Because the grip would be better in some of those games that were pretty brutal.
Well, let's compare apples and oranges here. Let's look at sports and politics. I got 2 instances here for you. Because... Really, what are we talking about? propaganda, like I said before. That's what this is all about, because have they really done anything to fix the rule? You see what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, how many referees pick the ball up each and every time, squeeze it to see if it's got air, and then put it where it's supposed to be for the next play?
Yeah.
Huh? I mean, let's just say, you know, like I said, if it's easy for the receivers to catch and that's easy for the defense, there's no advantage. If it's easier for him to throw, then, you know, it's possibly just as easy for somebody else to block. There's no real advantage. I mean, they won the game out with the score the way it was. We can't deny that. I mean,
right.
If it would have been pressured, they probably would have still won. This is all hypothetics. It's the rule that's got to be fixed. It should be inflated so that when the umpire picks it up and squeezes it, he says, huh, let him rule.
Right. Right. Have the rule in place that's a little bit not as vague or not trusting. I mean, you can't trust them because, you know, the bottom line is you can't say that Brady didn't know that. And I think really the bigger punishment is the fact that he didn't cooperate, and that's probably why.
And let's talk more about, you know, because it is. It's the same thing as Lorhan going out and getting drunk and arrested. It gives her notice. It makes her, you know, and it's the same way with the NFL. They've been losing money over the years, and they've been losing viewership. So, you know, what do we do? Let's make, you know, a propaganda thing out of this, you know, Deflategate. Now, you know, they're in the news. People.
In the offseason, people are talking about it. So the idea is keep it up, keep it up, even if it's controversial, because any publicity is good publicity, and you're out there.
And, Kate, what have they done for the cheerleaders?
Oh, nothing. Were they? Yeah, nothing.
and now let's go to politics. You're aware of Thad Cochran and the Senate? Yeah, it's the same thing. What have they done with the primary runoffs? The state hasn't changed the law. There's several states that have primary runoffs. I mean, and they also have a law afterwards that if you vote in a primary, that, you know, you can't switch parties.
Exactly.
Well, see, how can they check switching parties? Because this is the way I feel it. If you voted in the primary, you voted for the general. That's how you fix it.
Yeah, I agree.
Your vote automatically goes. And whoever the winning party is, all the votes that were for each one of the candidates in the Republican primary would go to the winner of that primary.
Yeah.
For the general election.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, and that's how easy that is to fix. But yet, they won't fix it because, no, it's a tool. It's something they use. It benefits them.
Exactly. And who's getting the money for all of that? Right.
Yeah.
For an extra election.
And there's the same quorum with the NFL and politics. It's the same thing. Keep it going.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think sports is like politics, too, because there's a scoreboard, and because there is a scoreboard, and because you have either you're with me or you're against me. This is the team or you're on that team. You know, it's either it's us against them.
A two-party system.
Yep, two-party system. That's why a third party would be great. I mean, that's to break up the logjam, because no matter what, you're stuck in that. This is why we're going to end up with Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton, and can you believe that? I mean, all the Republican candidates that are out there, and I will be very shocked if he is not the guy.
Well, I do like Mike Huckabee. I'll have to say I do like him, but I'm worried because he is a previous senator and he's held several terms. And what can you say? He's had the Kool-Aid. I still don't care for. Well, my dad used to say, all you can expect from him is about 40% good.
That's good.
Yeah, and I used to say to my dad, that ain't the way it should be. He said, well, that's the way it is.
Yeah, I like that. It's not the way it should be, but that's the way it is. Son, that's the way it is. Get used to it. Yes, there's a 60-40 rule. Sometimes 60 in your favor, but usually 40. So that's what my father told me, 60-40 rule. So you're right. So they were on the same page in a different way. Yeah.
Well, there's there's a lot of things you and I are on the same page with.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm in agreement. The only thing in the Constitution needs to be changed is the electorate. The voters should have the right to put him in office. Not this electoral college. And the whole reason that they had the electoral college is because you could count on Daniel Boone taking the people's vote from the tavern and walking it all the way to D.C. because I ain't got time. I got to get my crop in, and I can't afford to walk 200 miles to vote for a
person. Right, so they needed that at the time, yes.
At the time, but now with this electronic communication.
We don't need it.
We don't need the electorate.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all. And who is the electorate? I seen a CBS special where it was some 18-year-old entering college.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy. I mean, the whole electoral college deal is messed up. That's why I always say, if you listen closely out there, and I pound home, you got to vote, because I think we should, and if we voted, it's power to the people. But, Grim, I always say it matters locally, statewide, not so much for president, but for everything else.
Well, everything
it's true.
Else. Yeah.
Everything
sure.
else, it's true, because you don't have to deal with the electoral college.
And the Electoral College is supposed to vote for the way...
Yes, the voters. It's supposed to be what the voters voted. That's how it's supposed to be weighted, but it doesn't always seem to come out that way.
No, you sure don't.
And that's why you...
That's all they're worried about is getting that electorate. That's why they candidate the way they candidate is because, you know, we've got to get that Florida vote, most definitely.
Got to get the Ohio vote, the Florida vote. They start to tally up what it means. Absolutely. I mean, who can forget the Hanging Chads and, you know, Tim Russert with his chalkboard on NBC, and everybody was trying to figure it out. And that all goes back to that central problem again.
Well, I go back to Chicago and the electronic machine. Back in the 60s. I can remember that.
Yeah. Ridiculous. Absolutely. Absolutely. Grim, we're up against it. Thank you. And he makes some great points, and I agree. I say that all the time, which is what I just said there. If you vote in the local elections for mayor, for city council, however things are run where you are, or for your Congress people and your senators, you absolutely have a say. And I'm not dissuading anyone for voting again, you know, for president, because I vote for all those things. But the Electoral College, to me, needs to go. It needs to be popular vote. Some people disagree that it shouldn't be that, and that other states were underrepresented, and that was also part of the problem. But I don't think so. All right, we're switching gears, and we're talking about Wall Street and the fuzzy math of Wall Street with our pal Stephen Kelly. That's coming up around the bend here on America Tonight.
Attention, do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. We really love this guy. Free money. It's so perfect. Free money guy, Stephen Kelly. Or at least he's one of them. He does a talk show out of Nashua, New Hampshire. And we talk about the things that people don't really realize when it comes to retirement, when it comes to their money, when it comes to burying your head in the sand. So many interesting twists and turns. He has taken us down these great roads, and we've followed along and learned a lot. And a lot of you have said amen to what Stephen Kelly's been telling us, things that we didn't realize, didn't know, and just frankly, I guess, never really took the time to get that shovel out and dig just a little bit deeper. And that's what we do here. We dig deeper. So, Stephen, thanks for hopping on, as always, with us. And I thought you and I talked off the air, and this is an interesting thing. I say, you know, when you've got all your money in stocks and you are at the, I used to live in Vegas, you're at the craps table. So you're just hoping that it's always going to come up your way. You know, you're throwing the dice and really hoping for good things and rooting what you hear little pieces of information, or maybe you get more involved, but then you don't understand why the returns are so fuzzy. So what's the deal with the math on Wall Street?
sorry, Kate, I can't talk tonight. I'm in mourning.
Could it be about Tom Brady?
It is. It's about Tom Brady. I'm just in mourning tonight. This is just the worst thing that's ever happened to us. Worse than what's happened with the Ravens. Can you believe it?
Well, listen, here's the thing. You got to realize he's going to appeal that suspension, and I wouldn't be shocked if it gets reduced. I don't know about the picks and not the fine. I'm not sure. But there's going to be some appealing going on, so I think that'll change a little bit. But, yeah, I'll tell you, and people, certainly we talk about sports here in America. Tonight's perfect. I say that sports is a lot like money. So this is good that we're talking about it.
It
is all about money. So, yeah, it might be surprising if you compare it to Ray Rice getting two games and then Brady gets four.
I know. It's ridiculous. But anyway, back to your question. I'm sorry to I was just taken aback by it. You know, you're right about the fuzzy math that Wall Street does, and here's a perfect example. I mean, if you look at any of the charts that Wall Street likes to publish over any period of time, let's say the last 50 to 75 years, they'll show you that the averages go between somewhere between 8.5% and 11.5% a year. And yet, when you're talking to your planner and asking how much money can I take out on a regular basis, they'll tell you 3.5-4% maximum. And in fact, it's gone down. It's gone down to about 2.8% is what they're now saying. So supposedly you're getting 8.5-9% a year on your money, and yet you can only take 2.8% out safely without running out of money. So what's that about? Why the fuzzy math? I mean, how do you explain that to people?
Yeah, so I don't understand it.
Well, I don't either, but here's an example that may be in play. Let's do a fun little thought exercise. Assume you have $100,000 and you put it in the market,
mm-hmm.
and next year the market goes down by 50%.
Mm.
Okay? How much money do you have now?
Well, if you lost half of it, you'd have $50,000.
You'd have $50,000. Now, the next year, the market goes up by 50%. How much do you now have?
Well, you would hope you have $100,000.
No. Let's think about this. You have $50,000. The market
mm-hmm.
goes up by 50%.
Mm-hmm.
What's 50% of $50,000?
Yeah, $25,000. You'd have $25,000 extra on top of it.
Yeah, so what you have is you have $75,000.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Market went down by 50, and you now have $50,000, it goes up by 50, now you have 75.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what's 50 by, what's 50 minus 50 plus 50? It's zero, right?
Minus 50 plus 50, yeah, zero.
Okay. So you had a 0% rate of return, average rate of return during that period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Market went up 50% 1 year and down 50% 1 year. So you had a 0% rate of return. And yet you started with $100,000, and you ended up with $75,000. How does that happen? See what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's fuzzy math.
It's fuzzy math. So you have mm-hmm. you end up with a 0% rate of return, and I can do it in all kinds of different ways. I can show you a 25% rate of return year over year where your money doesn't grow at all. You know, you just flip the numbers around. And the money doesn't grow at all. Here's another quick way to do this. Assume that you had $100,000 and the market went up by 10%. What would you now have? You'd have $110,000, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now the market goes down by 10%. What's 10% of 110?
Oh, brutal.
It's 11.
Yeah.
So now the market goes down 10%, and now you're ending up with 99,000. So how does that happen? How does the market go up by 10% 1 year, go down by 10% the next year, and you end up with $1,000 less than you started. Well, here's what's going on, and this is why this is what people have to watch out for. When the market goes up, you're adding 10% to 100,000, okay? So you start with 100,000, the market goes up 10%, you're adding 10% or 10,000 to the 100,000, so you end up with $110,000. Now the next year the market goes down by 10%. But the 10% doesn't just impact the 10% you made before, it also impacts the base. Okay? So mm-hmm. it eats away at the whole amount. Not so when you're adding two, you're just adding, it's kind of a clean layer on top. But when you're taking away, you take away that clean layer on top, plus you take away 10% of the original amount, okay, or 1% in this case of the original amount. So downward swings always impact your money in a much greater fashion than upward gains, okay? Losses are always worse than gains are good. And people are not aware of this, but this is something every Wall Street person will be able to tell you. But the math, they can say if your market goes up 10%, it goes down 10%, then it's flat. It's a 0% rate of return, and yet you're losing 1% on your money. So these are some of the things you just kind of have to watch out for. And then another thing that happens is let's assume that now the market's gone down. Let's go back to that 50% where the market went down by 50%, okay?
Yeah.
Now let's assume that you had, let's assume you started with 100,000, the shares were say at $10, and you needed $1,000 a year to live, okay, or $1,000 a month to live. So when the market's at 100,000, or when the market's up where you started, and shares are at 100, you have to sell 10 of those shares to get your $1,000.
Right.
But if the market goes down by 50%, and now shares are at 50, in order to get that same $1,000, you now have to sell 20 shares. Okay? So
yep.
Instead of selling the 10 shares you would have sold with the higher market, now you're selling 20 shares. And so next month the market starts to creep back up, but you have fewer shares to creep back up with it. So what ends up happening over a period of time, especially over a period of time like the first 15 or the first 10 years of this century, where we had two market corrections of 40% in a 10-year period of time, people that started retiring, that retired in 2000, mm-hmm. by the time 2010 rolled around, just taking 4%, those people had lost 80% of their money. So it just becomes a terrible, terrible problem for people. And it's one that, you know, that most planners are aware of, and yet nobody wants to do anything about it. And so these are some of the things that we try and, you know, bring up. My goal isn't to scare people. My goal is just sort of to, look, the ice that you're walking on is really, really thin. Somebody should be telling you could fall through.
Yeah, nobody's telling them that. Yeah, except for you. And we're going to continue kind of along those same lines coming up next week. I think this was just terrific information. So once again, Free Money Guy, Stephen Kelly, give out that phone number, how people can get a hold of you and where they can get you online.
Yeah, it's 844-4-FREEMO, 844-4-FREEMO, or freemoneyguys.com.
Awesome. Stephen Kelly, as always, good stuff. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks, Kate. Great talking to you.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Over the last gates, the last hurdles for this hour of America tonight, we head immediately to check your emails and hit the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Brock in Illinois, who says, Kate, ridiculous. $5 million and 100-plus days spent on an investigation that produced 243 pages of nonsense in this Wells report. Yep, I'm a Patriots fan, but no matter what, this was just a way for Roger Goodell to come in like a gunslinger after he has blown it so many other times. Look for Goodell to get bounced within the year. I agree that Goodell gets bounced because Robert Kraft has a lot of clout with the owners. And his contract is through the owners and everything else. So bottom line is, yeah, absolutely. I mean, It's a money-making deal, and the money-making has flowed into the commissioner's office. So the bottom line is Goodell has been kind of messed up with the discipline, and I think now he just decided he's going to get out a really big bat, and he screwed up a few times, and this was it. But I don't agree that Brady shouldn't have been punished and that they didn't cheat, and they did, and yeah, that's what's going to happen. So $1 million, couple of draft picks, and four games, and I think the four games is what the Patriot fans have a lot of problems with. Let's take a couple more of these. This one from Nick, who says, in the dark, that's where the NFL is, Katie. I really just don't get it. I don't get it because they give Ray Rice two games for practically beating his fiance to death in an elevator and acting like it was no big deal. Two, four games for Tom Brady and assorted other punishments handed out to the team. It seems as though they were trying to even things up for screwing up the Ray Rice thing, but domestic violence is certainly different than deflating balls. Well, it is different than deflating balls. And does that become a determining factor? I hope not. You know, that's apples and oranges in a very sick, sad way. Harming a woman versus deflating the ball to make it better for when you're throwing it are definitely two completely different things. And I do think there is something to the, hey, there's scrutiny on me and this is what I think I should do and I'm going to come down harder. And I mean, and that's the problem with the NFL, loose and fast. Okay, we're going to rule one way here, one way there. And that's part of the problem, the timing of this. If this had been, I don't know, if this had been like 2 years ago, would it have been the same? I bet you it wouldn't have been quite the same. Let's do another one. This one from Ken, who says, Kate, bravo, finally, the NFL grew a pair, if you know what I mean, and Roger Goodell, who has been nothing short of lacking a backbone, did what he had to do, or should have done anyway, and he went after the Patriots. They cheated before, they're cheating again. Who knows how long they messed with the PSI of the football and how much they deflated the football over the years. Who's to say it wasn't more than one lousy game? I have a feeling it was many, many times in Tom Brady's career, and that's just not right. Well, cheating's cheating. So that's the part of it that I agree with. It's just not right. And so now they come out with a very heavy-handed suspension, but one I think that had to happen, regardless of the motivation of Goodell. So let's get the PSI thing straight. What does The Rock, how much is it inflated? What is it supposed to be? It affects receivers and everybody else that touches the ball, too, by the way. All right, swing into something else. This one comes to us from Sam I Am. Hello, Sam I Am. And Sam I Am doesn't care about football. He has something completely different to talk about. He says, Kate, I don't care about the whole Deflategate thing. I know everybody is talking about it all over the place. It's all I heard on my local news station. But I want to talk about something different. I want to talk about the immigration policy and what Cruz and Rubio are saying about the immigration policy. And do you think it'll make a difference when they're running? Jeb Bush is the guy. Say, oh, that's ridiculous, and oh, it's going to be who's picked. Remember, there's a party, there's an establishment, there's money that flows. Not that these two, Rubio and Cruz, can't raise money, but there's something completely different. He's on a different plane, Jeb Bush is, in that department. And then lining up for Jeb Bush, at least right now, unless that changes. So, and Cruz were actually among 100 senators in block orders by the Prez that would loosen immigration restrictions. Presidential candidates pushed their support Monday to 26 states who sued happening with that. Texas was the leader. Texas claims the consequences of the orders would allow as many as 5 million illegals to stay in the U.S., and it can't be kick in. A U.S. Court of Appeals in New Orleans is mulling over an appeal of a lower court order that blocked the White House's plans until a final and their legality is made. And wheels of justice turn. This was a while ago. I mean, just a couple of months ago, but it was a while ago. And I think this is going to drag out even a little bit more than that. 5 million hang in the back. Million. How about this one? This one is from... I love nicknames. I wish you would tell me what the story is behind the nickname, though, because I just think there'll be some cool story. And we're on America's Not. If you have a really awesome nickname, you got to tell us how you got that nickname to the story. I just know it, but I don't know what this story is. I can't tell you how much and how awful the rain has been for us because of the flooding. It's unreal. The pictures that you all are seeing on the Weather Channel or on the cable channels, trust me, it's 10 times as worse when you feel like you're not sure where you can drive because there's flooding everywhere. And then we're looking for tornado clouds, and one wall forms, and you start to get out of Dodge. I just can't believe the way that we have started off this spring season. I can hardly wait to get deeper into the summer. Yeah, the couple of days of tornadoes have been all over the map, whether it's Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, South Dakota. I mean, what do you do? There's another emergency preparedness thing. What do you do if the answer is you get out of that house if it's coming down your street as fast as you can. It says, hello, Kate Delaney. And the Prez. Well, Seymour, they're saying is, some are saying is ludicrous. I mean, it goes back to that whole argument about what really happened the night Bin Laden was killed. They're saying Pakistanis knew. I always thought the Pakistanis knew, and it had nothing to do with the courier, for one. Kind of lie that we swallowed. And that there are other things involved in the shots that killed Bin Laden. Very, very surprised about. Thanks for the emails. You too can send me your thoughts to AmericaTonight.net.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe's financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.